This podcast is a work of fiction. Names and characters are the product of the creator's imagination, and any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental. Be aware that some characters might use strong language. The use of headphones is advised.
Novel story? Well, fine. I have one to tell you. It is about the future of a man and the mistake of another. And the story goes like this.
Come on, Darren. Don't give me that look.
You know I don't believe in that shit. I can't believe you forced me to go with you and that we're actually doing this. Oh, a fortune teller. She's going to curse us. Oh, and look at your palm. You will die after ordering spicy food. And did you see that? A black cat. You know what that means.
Oh, come off it. I've heard great things about her. People say she can change your future.
Sure thing, Michael. As long as we go see Kill Till next week, we have to watch it. It's a German classic. Is that it?
Yes, look. Madame Katrina, herbalist and medium, healing spells, fortune telling and tarot reading.
You forgot Mediator of the Shadow Realm. I gotta say, that does look legit. Just look at her herbal garden. I bet we'll get an ointment for a great price. Sure looks haunted in here.
Look at those masks. And those crystals. Is that a real skull?
Welcome, knowledge seekers of the universe. You may know me under the name Madame Katrina. If you may rest in the waiting room while I cleanse the reading room from the negative energies of my last appointment.
Wow, pretentious much? And the waiting room? Where are we, at the doctor's? Man, I think my third eye is blocked. Let me light some sage real quick.
Can you stop for a second? You know this is serious to me.
Okay, okay. Oh, look! My favorite magazine, The Modern Medium! Oh, and what your birthstone reveals about your past life!
Seriously, stop!
Never mind the magazines. Look at that mirror. That seriously looks haunted.
I know what you mean. Like, your reflection looks somehow distorted. It doesn't look like you, but I can't pinpoint why.
Everything's ready for you now. If you may follow me.
Look, Darren, isn't that the same mirror from the waiting room? Did you put them in separate rooms on purpose?
What are you even talking about?
Well, some people believe that you can lose your soul in one if you...
Let's begin. Have a seat. Do you want to see how your souls are connected to the universe, being intertwined and influencing each other? Or do you want to see the separate parts of your life?
Separate, please.
Very well. Should I start with you, young man? I'm sure you are well aware what these cards can reveal to you. Are you ready to leave behind the world of the natural and dive into the unknown?
I guess.
Pick the three cards that speak the most to you. I can already see that you're a skeptic.
I practically had to force him here.
Well, then you won't mind me starting with the bad news.
Try me.
You will have the chance to persevere through difficult situations, or fail to show necessary strength. I can see desperation and fear might be your constant companions, until you are nothing but a fraction of yourself. And when darkness swallows light, hope will be unreachable. Darkness was the beginning of everything, and darkness will be the end. Oh, if you just had a little more faith, my dear.
You know what? I don't need to listen to that. And fuck this! As if I would believe anything she says, and I can't believe Michael would be interested in such bullshit. Much less even pay for it. And this fucking waiting room! Filled with complete nonsense and fake trinkets! And what even is this mirror?! Where am I? Hello? Hello? Is anybody there? Can anyone help me? I can hear you, you know?
I'm sorry for my brother. He can be a bit stubborn sometimes. Well, most of the time.
Then we are going to continue with you. Pick three cards. Now, let me have a look. I see. In contrast to your sibling, a bright future lies ahead of you.
Finally, some good news. You know, recently, our mother passed away, so I was hoping to hear something positive about the future.
I can sense that you have been through a lot lately. I'm sorry to tell you that something dear to your heart will leave you forever in the near future. But this loss will open new doors for your personal gain.
Well, it has been kind of hard on the job lately. Maybe it's time for a change.
It would be a sacrifice. Are you willing to make that sacrifice?
Sorry, I thought I saw something in there. Do you hear that too?
Michael? Hello?
Are you sure you don't hear that? Sounds like somebody is knocking on the window? Huh. Guess I'm imagining things.
You have to focus. I asked you whether you are prepared to make that sacrifice.
I guess.
You have to say it. You have to sacrifice.
Okay. I am willing to make that sacrifice. If it means that my future changes for the better, I'd sacrifice anything at this point.
Very well. That would be all. I think it would be best if you leave now.
Wait, how did that mirror break? What does it mean? And what about payment?
Don't worry about that. You get used to everything, even the unusual. Don't worry about payment. I take a different kind of currency here. It's already been covered.
Where's Darren? Well, I guess he already left. He was pretty bummed out.
Goodbye. Well, that went great. Shut up!
Well then, end of story.